morning. Welcome to Fun Facts Friday. We have with us this morning Judy DeDuchin, who is an organist by training. She's an author. She wrote this book in 2000 about the music history of First Presbyterian Church. So
now, why are we not wearing masks, David?
Well, I've been vaccinated. Judy has been vaccinated.
And I've been vaccinated. So we're done.
So why?
Yeah.
I mean, we're done.
Moving on.
We're moving on.
Judy, you play at Centennial.
Yes.
On Sunday mornings.
Right? Yes.
But you also play for us on Wednesday at noon.
Yes, I do.
Which happens to be today. Mm-hmm. And you play the piano for us for the Wednesday at first. And but you have a fascinating story to tell. Eventually, about the chamade. Is it a plural, chamades?
No, it's just one. The whole thing.
Which, by the way, is a brand new word for us, chamade, because yes. I used to call them trumpets.
Well, that's what they are.
They sound like trumpets. Yeah. And we'll hear them in a moment, I think.
Yeah.
But tell us, you came here in 19...
I came here kicking and screaming in 1988. And was brought to First Presbyterian Church by Dr. Larry White to sing in the choir. And then at the time I came, my future husband was singing in the choir too, although I didn't know him at all. I met his wife, I met his son, his daughter-in-law, and about a half a year later, I finally met him. But that's how
and
I came.
And sadly, his wife died.
She had died during that first
later
year I was
married
here.
Him.
Yes, and then I later married him 3 years after.
This will be John DeDuchin.
Yes, this is John DeDuchin. He was an elder here. Most of you would remember him.
And sadly, he didn't live long.
No.
So tell us about the chamade. This was in honor of...
This is in memory of the two of them, or in honor. What happened when Rose died, both of them had been longtime members of the choir. They were in the choir probably from as soon as they were married. They were always in the choir. And so when she died, the choir had established a fund in memory of her, and they had put it in a savings account, and nothing had been done with it. In all the years that, in the intervening years, nothing had been done with it. When John died, he left a gift, a substantial gift to the church. And I, just a year after he died, I went on the field to Mexico as a missionary. And I was contacted down there to see if there was a possibility that we could get this Anshamad trumpet in. Have that gift pay for most of the Anshamad trumpet, and then use what was left in the memorial for Rose also as part of that thing. And to give you why the Anshamad is important, Ron Miller wanted that Anshamad. We talked about it many, many times that he wanted that Anshamad. It's just the finishing touch when you have special occasions and you want... a fanfare, mm-hmm. something that sets it apart. Well, that's the thing. I mean, we already have a bunch of trumpets in the organ.
But I love it when Thomas will use the Anshamad.
Yes.
Because the people sitting beneath it have no idea what's about to happen. They are completely startled.
I'm sure the first time it happened, they probably thought, what has happened? This is the end of the world. So I was asked to write this little history of the music. This was by Dick de Montmollin had started it, and then his eyesight failed.
It's very well written and very interesting.
Thank you.
It's a complete history of the organ, the very first organ in 1880.
Whatever, yes, right after the Civil War.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's more.
There's plenty. There's a lot
and
more.
So we'll keep. We still haven't heard the Anshamad because our organist isn't here.
she could do it.
Yes. Yeah, I will play the Anshamad for you.
Okay. So we'll continue next week. It's been wonderful to have Judy DeDuchin with us here today, and she'll be back with us again next week. Have a wonderful weekend.